HKX Mobile. Battlecat Mobile. How's your afternoon going?
Busy. I required help today, this afternoon. Are you just at it home?
On the other side of the black hole I just come out.
I don't know. I'm kind of in a bad spot, too, so I don't know which one of us is not making it, me or you, as far as receive.
A little bit of both. I got scratchy receive on my side, too.
Say?
After I finished up, I went over and visited with Gary and Joy for a little while.
Yeah, I heard him call you this morning at some point, or early on, but anyway, well, I'm glad you had a good day. I'm glad it went well.
Like I said, I've had a good day. Sorry that everything got busy for you in one way, but in another way, I'm not.
You know, we can't. They made the announcement on the news. They're company's going to lay off 20,000 people. They're going to close down 70 centers or buildings or offices across the country, maybe more. And then I get a new pickup added to me today, which is going to be probably a 53-foot swap out every day. They're just getting going. But I get over there, and the guy's like, well, your sales rep promised you'd be here at 5 o'clock. You're early. And I'm like, well, my sales rep isn't running the route, and I can't be here at 5 because I've got two other places I have to be at before 5. So it's just things like that. It's kind of frustrating.
The sales rep has never been on a route either.
And work from the inside. They get hired. They're a totally different building. I guess they go see the operation at some point, but they've never worked inside or run a route or anything like that.
Figured that, and they're just telling the customer what they want to hear.
Because your sales rep said you'd bring pilots too. I'm like, okay. I mean, if there's some on the trailer, you're welcome to them. But that's the only way we bring pilots. We pick up pilots, and then they either get sent out or I take them back to the place they came from if they're on that trailer still.
Like somebody might have explaining to do.
I had to call get one of my coworkers. He's making my last pickup for me, which I should be there right now. I'm just now, I just did a turnaround on one of my trailer swaps down in Piedmont, so that's the kind of day it's been. I mean, it's worked out. It's just been a little frustrating.
Getting it worked out with time. Just having to go through the aggravation of people overloading the expectation that it's able to be delivered. That's what's aggravating about it.
Give me a little bit. I think what we're going to do is drop a trailer over there. Somebody else will drop it in the morning, and either I will go by and pick it up or somebody else is going to have to. Just depends on what happens.
I hope you get everything worked out and soon. That way it's not too much trouble for anybody.
That we just don't have. In our building, we've only got 4 of these routes to drive the big trucks, and we got to handle all the volume the package cars can't. So we're not set up. We're not a freight company. If you want to ship bulk, you're going to have to deal with how we do it.
I get it. Shane, I'm going to jump out of here because the receive is really bad up here today. But I'll talk to you later. You be careful out there, and it was good to see you today at lunch. KO4HX, I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Yeah, nice to see you at lunch as well. We'll talk to you later. Hello to Miss Elise. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
ZLK, KR4ACR.
4ACR and 4ZLK. Good evening. I remember talking with you, and I actually heard you last night check into the net, but I can't remember your name. I'm sorry about that.
Sometimes I can't either. The name's Terry. All I was going to ask you is, does everything you do go out of Fair Forest Way?
That's everything I do. I go there, been there 34 years.
And they still hadn't made it big enough.
Building years ago, but they still just keep adding on little additions on the end and then other little additions, and it's crazy around there.
That used to amaze me. I used to drop something off over there every afternoon, and it just used to amaze me, all the stuff where they put them trailers and all that mess. It may have been you at the time, I don't know, but I'm just saying, it just amazed me what they did in that small yard.
Crazy. I'm impressed every day when I think about it, especially Christmas time. Yeah, that's right. You, Terry, you have the small delivery business, didn't you, or worked for one?
Yeah, I owned it at one time and sold it to this guy, and I worked for him, and I should have kept it.
Probably the way things go. Nobody does it like you do, but oh well. Well, it's good to hear you tonight. I hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great weekend.
Everything's good, just, you know, constant stress from one way or another.
A little bit of that. You know, on the news they're saying they're cutting 20,000 jobs and they're going to close several buildings. And they're going to reduce the amount of Amazon volume that we're going to do. And yet this new pickup they gave me, that's all Amazon Prime stuff. There are Prime orders, the guys like you. They got to go out today. If I get the order today, I got to ship it today. So you can't be here too early. So it's just interesting how it works.
Yeah, I heard the headline, but I just really haven't taken the time to read what they said was actually going to happen other than the headline. But I was wondering.
I think the people running this company forget that we're in the business to deliver packages, because sometimes they don't want to anymore. Where I live, I don't even get a delivery at my house on Mondays and Wednesdays because I live too far out.
But they service that out of Fairfax Way, too. That's crazy. Well, this guy that I work for was going to hire a sales guy. And, you know, that's the worst thing they could possibly do, because they don't come talk to me. And I'm like, you don't need to go out there and sell stuff.
Got cut off at the end and dropped out. You know, their job is to get business, so it doesn't matter if we can handle it or not, I guess.
Yeah, but I'm the one that has to say no when we can't do it.
Talking out of both sides of the company's mouth, isn't it?
And ironically, the guy he was going to hire was retired from UPS as a salesman, I think.
Interesting.
Salesman, I'm not talking about that. I just know that the way we're set up, we're not set up for this huge influx of business.
I feel like it seems like, you know, 34 years that you kind of tell how things are going, and it seems like they want to reduce the amount of business they do.
Yep, that's just crazy.
I'm sure people get tired of me complaining on the radio, so I will stop. But anyway, I hope you're well. Are you headed home?
Well, headed is an accurate description, but with all this traffic here on 85, I should have gone 29.
Or that's a gamble, because 29 can be just as bad. I'm glad I don't have to head that way. I don't stay on 85 much at all when I go home.
Well, and I usually go 29 just because more times than not, 85 is backed up. Every now and then, you know, you'll get on 85 over here at 385 and just sail right through. But I thought because I was a little bit later, maybe it'd be open, but it's not.
It's a gamble anytime. It seems like anytime from about 4 o'clock on, it could be backed up all the way past 7 o'clock. And now down at Whitehorse and 80, you know, 85 and Whitehorse Road, it's backed up morning and night now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't usually go that way late, but I have seen that too. You're right.
W?
I believe that's KO4 ZEW. Is that Ben?
Sounds like you guys have the traffic figured out. I'm about to head into town on 385. How is 385 right now?
385 was fine coming out of Greenville. I came from Pleasantburg Drive down to 85.
Into town, so I'm just about to jump on right about the Malden area.
85 didn't look as bad, nothing like 85.
Sorry about interrupting. I just wanted to catch this before I jumped on the highway if it was bad.
No problem.
We're just talking. You're welcome anytime. That's not our repeater, so we'll try to leave space if anybody else wants to get in there. I've actually got a couple more, and then I'll have to get off. I'll be pulling back to the building.
Not right now, so give me just a minute.
Near Spartanburg or Greer area?
More off of 290 over there.
Yeah. It is either 85 or 29, isn't it?
Yeah, and I live what used to be a dairy farm across the road from us, but they've just sold that and get ready to put in 400 houses, so it's going to be like being in the city.
Simpsonville, and the traffic just keeps building and building and building. I mean, even Greenville has grown so much in the last several years.
I used to run Greenville years ago. Years ago when I was in the vehicle all the time, and then I went back to Spartanburg and was in an office most of those times, but when I came back, I had a rude awakening.
For downtown Greenville, Main Street, and all the little side streets, and knew most of the business owners and for several blocks, but man, it has changed so much. Last time I was down there delivering was before they built the new ball field. So that'll tell you how long it's been.
Yeah, I went down there. I mean, I go down there every morning and drop something that comes in from Spartanburg with me. And I had to go in one of those big buildings and daggum the elevators. I don't even know how to work the elevators no more.
You have a pass or a key card, and, you know, or they only have two floors you can access because of that, you know. That kind of threw me the first time I was in one of those. Like, what do I do here? How do I deliver?
Well, the security guard walked over to the keypad and did something. Then he told me which elevator to get in, and there's no buttons in the elevator. He programmed it from outside.
Pretty secure that way. Years ago, when Piedmont Natural Gas first built their building, had three floors. Three or four floors, I can't remember, I think three. And the building was brand new, they just moved in, and I was making a delivery in the morning, my next day air delivery, so I had to get them off by 10:30. The elevator got stuck, it just stopped, and I called the front desk, there was no phone inside it, wasn't working, so I happened to have a cell phone on me, which was fairly new at the time. Called the front desk. It took them 45 minutes to get me out, and it was stuck halfway between the floors.
Building, so I guess technically you were on time.
Several other places. Couldn't deliver them that day, or not on time anyway. Right. Terry, nice to talk to you. Ben, nice to hear you too. Hope you have a good evening, both of you. And thanks for the call. N4ZLK.
Okay, KR4ACR clear.
ZEW, appreciate the traffic report, and I'm headed to town, so I might be on later.
Anytime, holler anytime. KR4ACR, clear.